Welcome to the Silva Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home, right here on 1480 WSAR. To join the conversation, call 508-673-1480.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, Funeral Director at Silva Feria Funeral Homes, with locations in Fall River on Bedford Street and in Somerset on County Street. If anyone would like to call in, I would love to hear from you. The number is 508-673-1480. And I have some awesome guests with me today, as I usually do. It's amazing how, in the course of this show, the networking and the people that have come into my life have kind of been brought to me by a power that I can't even explain, you know, and I think it's a good reflection of how our community is in this area, an area that's so negatively judged. There's an amazing connection of people that help people, people that have open minds and open hearts and are opening themselves and educating others on all these better ways that we could be living our lives and doing things. And also in the time of grief, you know, the support in the community for families that are grieving is helping people grieve in a more healthy way. And I'm always happy to see that and to have guests come back on that are putting their grief into action. And you may remember, I think last year was the first time we had you on the show, but I had Lori Brooks, and she's back with me today. She is the founder of the Havens Healing Hands Foundation, and I think last time you were on, it was about a year mark almost of the foundation.
I think it was February that we were on. Yeah, okay. It was February we were on, and it's going to be 2 years this August that we've actually have been, but since, you know, we've been on, I'm happy to say we have Thomas and his mom Liz over here as
Hi.
One of our kids that we've been helping with vitamin C IV, and if I keep talking, I might start crying, so I'm going to give it back to
we
Amy, but
tissues.
I'm really just, I'm just happy to be here with Thomas and
we need
see
drama.
Him do so well.
We do need drama.
We need to make this a reality TV show.
Thomas, I think you're just amazing.
Thank
so
you.
If you haven't heard Thomas introduce himself, Thomas and his mother Liz Harrington are here also today to chat with us.
Hi, thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
And I'm just kind of blown away at all that has come together from the foundation and all that you guys have accomplished since you started in the memory of Haven.
Yeah, we've really, we have. Like, working with Dr. Pettirudi has been, you know, amazing. And that's how, through the referral with Dr. Pettirudi, that's actually how we met Thomas and Liz and their family to help start funding them with the vitamin C. We do have another child that we're funding. And, you know, we've been giving out donations to other kids, but we just, you know, we really want to just put a face to what vitamin C IV can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this war against cancer, I am happy to say, too, that we actually have our website up.
Excellent.
Which has been, you know, a work in progress, raising enough money to, you know, because I always want to help a child first before I do anything else. So we were able to do that with JKS Technologies. And I have to say, if you haven't gone on HavensHealingHands.com, go on it, because there's a lot of info and all the information, you know, about upcoming events. But and we do have it set up for donations, because a lot of people have been, you know, asking that. So we're all hooked up professionally now.
Yeah, high tech world we live in. So as always, I have my blog, which is the Silva SILVA Lining LINING.org, where I summarize each of my shows. And on this summary, I'll be glad to include the Havens Healing Hands Foundation website, along with the Pettirudi Center, too, in case anyone is interested. And just to recap a little bit before we get into our major conversation, if anyone's listening that didn't get to hear the first time that Lori came on the show, I just kind of wanted to recap a little bit about what brought you here. I believe it was, what, almost 3 years ago that Haven passed away?
Yeah. Haven passed away June 23rd, 2014. Mm-hmm. He had been diagnosed with neuroblastoma, a solid tumor, October 29th, 2011. So it's basically, you know, when you get that diagnosis, as, you know, we know in this room, it's just kind of like a whirlwind. So we went through the whole conventional medicine and, you know, not having any other choices. And it was a year in that, you know, my son's cancer just was kind of going away. It's gone. Then the next scan, it's back. There's he. It was just ridiculous. So we just decided to do, you know, we started first with organic food, then vitamins and supplements. And then we actually traveled all the way to Wichita, Kansas for the vitamin C IV, which I had done a lot of research on. And you can see some statistics and case studies actually on our website. But that's when I, you know, really knew there were other treatments mm-hmm. out there. But unfortunately, with, you know, Haven's situation, he kind of, his immune system was pretty broken down, and he passed away June 23rd. So we originally had a fundraiser set up for his natural care, because that's some of the things I really want to let our families know, having fundraisers, specifically for vitamin C, organic mm-hmm. food, raise that money to afford to do this, because this is not something insurance covers.
Yeah.
So August 17th was that fundraiser that we turned into, and it was our first one for the foundation. Since then, now, we actually just had a little boy that we donated to, that had a fundraiser at St. Anne's Fraternity, continue to do some donations. But I really wanted to stress and get the word out there that we have funding specifically for vitamin C IV, working with Dr. Pettirudi in mm-hmm. Warwick, Rhode Island. They volunteer their time. They charge us, you know, cost for all the medicine, and you basically can go up there. So any newly diagnosed child, you know, have them give us a message and let's just get the word out. You can use it in conjunction with, you know, conventional therapy. Just a huge advocate about choice, and yeah. I never had a choice, and that's what
felt
we're
like
about.
You had a choice. Well, we are definitely going to be back after the break with a whole lot to talk about, so please join us on The Silver Lining.
You're listening to The Silver Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
Hello and welcome back to The Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup, Funeral Director at Silva Feria Funeral Homes. And I'm joined today by Lori Brooks with Haven's Healing Hands Foundation, and also Thomas and Liz Harrington. Thomas has been the recipient of Haven's Healing Hands donations for vitamin C IV treatment at the
yep.
Pettirudi Center. So if you want to take us from the beginning of how you guys met, what your diagnosis was, and I want to hear a little bit about how you felt before and how you feel now.
I mean, first off, I took chemotherapy, which is like the thing that's usually used to cure cancer. It, I mean, it's very effective, but it has a lot of downsides. It kills the cancer cells, but it also kills all your other cells, which do grow back, but, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, it's no fun. It's no fun. And the difference I heard is the vitamin C treatment is able to help kill and target cancer cells without harming healthy cells and having any nasty side effects, which I am yep. sure the side effects are just as fun as the killing of healthy cells when you had chemo.
Yeah, the vitamin C can bring up your energy a lot mm-hmm. if you're lazy and tired like I am.
Well, you don't strike me as lazy and tired at all.
Well, maybe it's because I have vitamin C now.
Oh, yeah. See, there's some proof. love you.
Turn into a typical 13-year-old boy, which we're very blessed and happy about.
Yes.
But as you can see, you know, there are some aspects that are pretty typical of a teenager. But
how long ago was he diagnosed?
He was diagnosed just after turning 10, so that was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. it was after everything just happened really quickly. He had been a normal, healthy fourth grade boy. He didn't miss a single day of fourth grade. He had perfect attendance. That's how healthy he was. And then all of a sudden in the summer, I noticed that he was just more tired than usual and was having some headaches and some low-grade fevers on and off. Nothing crazy, but enough to say, you know what, we should go to the doctor and get this checked out. And luckily, our family doctor was astute enough to order a chest x-ray because she heard something very subtle. And that chest x-ray led to a CT scan. They sent us to Hasbro, said that you need to have a CT scan, and that's where they saw an 8-centimeter mass on his third right rib. So, and they also saw spots on both his lungs and 3 spots on his spine. So he was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, a type of bone cancer, and it was metastatic, so it was pretty, you know, it was pretty serious, and it all happened really quickly. We got the diagnosis, and then 3 days later, he was starting chemo. And you just, you know, you
don't. That's exactly how it goes, too. 3 days later, no time to think, no time to function, no time
for anything. So it was crazy. You know, you're living your life in a very normal way, and then all of a sudden just gets, you know, completely.
Like flipped upside down.
Flipped upside down. And so he went through, he had 5 different types of chemotherapy that he had on an alternating basis every 2 weeks. High dose chemo, he had to be hospitalized for this protocol every time he had it. He had to be inpatient at Hasbro. And he was just, you know, just really depleted, really, you know, he was skinny and bald and having blood transfusions all the time. And on top of that, he had radiation to all of the spots, to the main tumor area, plus all of the metastatic spots. And he had surgery to have the rib. He had his entire third right rib removed. So he went through quite a bit. That was all in a year and a half. And then we did additional chemo on top of that because he was so high risk. They said, you know, even though we're putting you through all of this, there's a very high chance of it coming back because of his presentation. So, but here he is now, 3 years after diagnosis and beating the odds. So, but the... For me, the vitamin C, that is about, we went through the conventional, you know, we did the entire conventional protocol plus more. But after that, you know, I just felt like I need to feel like I'm still fighting this thing.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what's going on inside his body right now. And I need to be doing something. I need to be proactive. And the way that I found out about the vitamin C was actually through a mom who had just lost her daughter, her daughter who had just started kindergarten. She lost her daughter to Ewing sarcoma, as the same type of cancer that Thomas had. And she had researched vitamin C, right before, but she never had a chance to make use of it for her daughter, but she wanted to pass on the information to me. And that's just another thing that is just so moving to me, is that this mom and Lori, you know, who've lost children, they want to help us. I mean, it's just it's amazing to me. So
that's how the change is going to come. It's all these connections and all these people benefiting from it, and the people that aren't benefiting from it are paying it forward. And that's what's going to get the attention to allow people, hopefully in a future, where choice is not only okay and legal, but is welcome, where doctors are more working together with holistic approaches. I mean, I really feel like there's a movement happening, moving towards this open-mindedness for choice.
I sure hope so, yeah. That's
and this I'm is doing. All part of it, everything that you guys are doing. So how long ago was it that you started the vitamin C?
It was about a year ago in the spring of this year. So, I would say about February, March 2015 is when we started it. And he had finished all the conventional protocols at that point.
It's amazing.
So, yeah.
I think we have to come to another break, but when we come back, if Thomas, you'd like to share with us how you feel about the vitamin C and what it does for you. So if everyone could just join us back after the break, we will be right back on The Silva Lining.
You're listening to The Silva Lining, brought to you by the Silva Feria Funeral Home.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so...
Hello and welcome back to The Silva Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrup. And if you're just joining me this week, I am joined in the studio by Lori Brooks with Haven's Healing Hands Foundation. And also Thomas Harrington and his mother, Liz, are here as well. And Thomas has been the recipient of Haven's Healing Hands Foundation's donation for his vitamin C treatment for about the past year. And Thomas, I'd like to kind of hear in your own words how it was like to start the vitamin C treatment, what you thought about it, and how you kind of feel since starting.
I mean, first off, my mom was, you know, we had just been hit by a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And then after it's all over, it felt weird to just be sitting at home doing normal things. And there was still a high risk of it coming back, of cancer coming back and all this stuff, so... Then,
but how did you feel about starting another treatment? Did you feel like you were just kind of going with the flow, or?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt like I was just, all right, Mom, whatever you say.
You're the captain. Now, what was it like the first day you stepped into the Pettirudi Center? And I ask this because I just had my first experience with them. Actually, my second trip was yesterday. I've been going there for treatment with my migraines, and it's quite an amazing office. I felt a lot as I walked in with the white space and the friendly staff and all the options of health that they provide. Did you kind of have that same feeling when you walked in?
Yeah, it was very comfortable. I mean,
a little different than the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely didn't feel hospital-y at all, not that sanitized, but that, weird smell, you know what I mean? Everybody was very welcoming.
Yeah, it does. I think it feels a little bit more like a spa kind of feeling, yeah.
Totally like a spa. So the first time you had the treatment, did you notice anything that day or in the days after?
The first time, I was kind of like, no, Mom, I don't know if this actually works. You're getting ripped off. I mean, vitamin C is really expensive,
yes.
So that's why you
have
people like
medical
Haven's Healing Hands, because insurance doesn't cover it, because, you know, you get vitamin C from oranges, but you don't get it in high doses like that.
Yes, which is important, because you never get a guarantee when you take, pills and vitamin supplements that your body is going to fully absorb everything you're taking correctly. And at least with this IV treatment, I think that's kind
right
of the point. It's direct into the source. Mm-hmm. So did you feel any surge of energy or any different after the first drip, or did it take a couple?
I mean, I felt a surge of energy right away, but I didn't know that it was because of this. I was just like,
oh, I have energy.
Okay.
And do you go on a consistent basis?
Usually once a week or once every 2 weeks, something like that.
We try to go once a week. Sometimes we get things get in the way, but we try to go once a week. And Thomas takes it really well. I mean, he's a kid that has been through so much. I mean, he was constantly being poked with needles. So he's very low-key about it, kind of just
gives him his arm. They do their thing, and then he chills out on his iPad.
Yeah.
For, you know, it takes about an hour. But he's never really, you have never complained about it. Not to me, anyway.
I'm too busy flinging those Angry Birds.
Ah, see? Have you mastered that yet?
Nope.
I forget what level I'm stuck on, but I kind of gave up. My kids are better at it than I am, and they're only five. But I digress. So Dr. Pederuti himself speaks very highly of not just you guys, but also Lori and everything that the foundation is doing. And you're kind of, Thomas, a celebrity. Like, I mentioned your name, that I was going to be talking to you, and just about every nurse and the woman that was helping me with the IV and Dr. Pederuti were all like, Thomas, 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 Thomas. We love Thomas. They think you are just this amazing spirit, and your sense of humor was a big topic. Oh, yeah. Which is, I think, a tool for life. Never let go of your humor, because it's really the source of all joy and freedom, is allowing your humor to come out.
Well, he is the best and only stand-up comic in Little Compton.
Hey, that should be a bumper sticker. I'd wear that T-shirt. So do you feel comfortable sharing a little joke or bit?
I mean, people ask me this all the time. For some reason, I just am better off doing it in front of 100 people than doing it in front of one. For some reason, it's just the energy you get from the audience.
Yes.
Helps you out.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's different from, like, knock-knock jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to feed off that vibe. Mm-hmm. I actually struggle with that same thing by doing this radio show, because I was used to doing theater where, hey, you're in a room, you have an audience, you know if you're failing, and you know if you're doing well, and it kind of keeps you moving forward. And then I come on the radio, and I'm just, like, talking to this microphone. But right. There's this huge audience on the other side of it, and getting feedback and knowing that they're there, it's kind of a transitional thing. You learn to kind of feed off of other things. But the fact that you're into stand-up comedy is amazing. I mean, it takes a lot of strength and a lot of wittiness. And I always thought that stand-up comedians have a gift for observation. You know what I mean? Like, to find the comedy in situations, you have to be really good at, like, seeing situations. And it's incredible that you're doing this at 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you just gotta... I don't even know what I was just about to say.
You just gotta let it flow is what you gotta do.
Yeah, he does have a way of turning things into humor, and I think that helped him a lot when he was going through cancer treatment, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, the mental side of things must be so connected to the treatment and the healing and empowering your body to be healed. It's so connected to your state of mind, and positivity, negativity, those are two very opposite things, and there's only room for one.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard from your mom and from Lori that you're involved in local theater.
Yep.
That is incredible. So you're going to be part of the Les Mis outdoor show that's coming at the end of July, mm-hmm. Under the Stars.
Yep.
How's the rehearsals going?
Good. We're getting down to it. So, you know, our directors are getting pretty angry.
That's part of the process.
You know.
It's a lot of hard music to learn.
And that's how I met Thomas and Liz in person. We had met through Pederuti, but I'd never met them face to face. And where they practice is where I work at St. Anne's Fraternity. And I was literally just talking to someone about the foundation, saying what we're doing, and Liz walked in.
That's amazing.
And I was just, it was actually right before we came on the show with you.
Wow, at
yeah,
that same time.
Yeah, it was right before. So
it's everything so crazy how things
is
happen.
Connected and happens for a reason, and, you know.
People's paths, I think, too, are meant to meet at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
That
Absolutely.
Have so much meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But the theater, there's just so much I can say about the positive vibes of theater.
These kids work their butts off.
Yeah,
I see it.
They really do. And this company specifically. I mean, I've been working with them, and I know just about everyone at Studio Theater Company since I was a kid. You know, Miss Janice that runs it is like family. And Roger Machado Fournier, who's running everything.
Yeah.
I think Eddie Camara
is involved as well.
Yeah. They have John Keane as their music director. Yep. And it's a great, great group. Thomas has met so many great people through that. And he's looking forward to the show at the end of the month.
Awesome. So. You're going to have so much fun. The best part of the process is it's a lot of work. It's a lot of people getting angry at you, people directing you, wanting things to work out. And there's always a point where it feels like, oh, my goodness, there is no show. Like, how is this going to become a show? And it always becomes a show. There's just this magic that comes together. And the whole rehearsal process, you're, like, so in your head trying to, like, oh, I got to remember my blocking. I got to remember my lines. I got to remember my harmony. There's so much, like, thinking. Like, when you're preparing to golf, you know, keep your shoulder back, knees bent, da-da-da. But something magic happens on Tech Week, besides exhaustion, where it just comes together and your brain is going to be free and you're just going to perform from your heart and have a blast.
I mean, they're always like, we love you, but you're not doing this right.
Well, you have to love. If there wasn't love, there wouldn't be criticism because you wouldn't criticize something you didn't care about.
And you wouldn't keep coming back for more if they didn't do it in a, you know, very positive, supportive way.
Yes. Too. And what a gift. I mean, what a gift. I'm so honored to meet you and to know, to hear about what you went through in such a short period. I mean, a year and a half, five different kinds of chemo, surgery, diagnosis, to radiation. Having a year of being able to be a kid. You know, you have things that you're passionate about, and you're involved in things that are going to give you tools for life. And I'm so happy to be in your presence, and I'm so happy for your future.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, anytime, man. You could be my co-host.
I'd like that.
Yeah, I would love to have a co-host, especially someone with better comedy than the skills I have. Especially, ooh, we got to see if you're a better singer than me, because I hate singing. So that could we could be like yin and yang, going back and forth. So, Lori, I can't thank you enough for coming on and updating us with everything you've done. We're about to come to a break, and when we get back, Lori, I'm going to have you share with us everything that's going on right now with the foundation and all the exciting things you have coming up this summer.
Okay.
So join us on the Silver Lining right after the break.
You're listening to the Silver Lining, brought to you by the Silver Feria Funeral Home.
Welcome back to The Silver Lining. I'm your host, Amy Silva Rigtrap. And before we get into our last segment of conversation, I want to make sure that people know about the Pettirooty Center as a whole. Because when I got to check them out after meeting you and hearing about the vitamin C treatment for cancer, I went on their website, and it's amazing how much that they offer for pretty much any need you could have with your health. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, I saw the migraine drip and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I haven't had less than 11 or 12 migraines in a month in 4 years. And I can say if I go through tomorrow without a migraine, this is the first solid week I've had in 4 years without a headache. And I've had 2 drips.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. But I also found out there's drips for energy, that some people, you know, have a drip for after having a hangover. I mean, there's really something for everybody. Hormones.
How I met Dr. Pettirooty is I went up there for my own drip. But I was going there to be nosy. You know, as far as I was concerned, I went with Haven to the best of the best at the Reardon Clinic in Kansas. And I went up there. I just wanted to experience it. If I was like, I never did it with my son's medicine, but I was like, if I'm going to do this with the foundation, I need to experience it. So I went up there and I was amazed, but in with talking to, you know, Dr. Pettirooty, I had vertigo and I had it actually when Haven got diagnosed or relapsed, whatever you want to call it. It was Marathon Monday. Mm-hmm. It was debilitating. So since that time, I'd always gotten dizzy. So I do yoga. I'm a massage therapist. I was kind of trying to work some points, but I still was getting dizzy. I went up for the drip, told him about the vertigo. I've had one drip, and I've never been dizzy since, and I've jumped out of a plane.
Wow. That's amazing.
So he's a doctor. You know, when people think he's a DO, the DO and MDs, they have the same training. Actually, a DO has about 500 hours more training. Experienced doctor for many, many years.
And he has a radio show now.
Yep. Saturday mornings.
I forget the station. I know
I
it's
do
8 to 9.
99.7.
It might be. It's out of Rhode Island.
Yeah. So
I can put the link on my website when I find it so that people can come to the blog and get a link to the Pettirudy Center, check what they offer.
And another amazing thing is, so, you know, we as a board, Haven's Heal and Hands, we've, you know, we wanted to come up with a number, you know, the amount of money that we want to give, you know, with the vitamin C. So we do $750. So, you know, we first started funding, you know, for them, Thomas, I don't know, in the winter of last year, I believe, with the $750, and we get an invoice from the Pettirudy Center. But what a lot of people don't know is Dr. Pettirudy and his staff are volunteering their time.
Wow.
They're only charging us cost for the drip, the IV, all the, you know, the vitamins that are going into it, and they're volunteering their time.
That's huge. What a collaboration.
Volunteering their time. A doctor's volunteering their time.
Usually
I
you
can't
don't
stress
hear
that
those
enough.
Words in the same sentence.
So we want to keep continuing to fund, you know, Thomas. We want to keep funding Andre, who we're funding. We want to keep giving donations. So we have an upcoming golf tournament, July 17th. It's at the Swansea Country Club. It's a four-person scramble, 1 p.m. shotgun, $125 for each player. We're going to have some added surprises. I'm not going to tell you the golfers about yet on that day for things going on. But, yeah, so you can still register till July 10th for that. Dinner tickets are $30. We're still accepting sponsors. We have pin flag sponsorships for $100 to get your business on a flag along with, you know, our tournament name with our foundation. So this is our big one of the year. So we have the website now set up. You can go on there and donations, and that's what we're looking to do. We have a lot more that we want to do in the alternative, you know, world, but this is where we're starting, and I'm happy where we're at. So July 17th, second annual golf tournament. We are very fortunate enough to have people doing fundraisers for us. On July 9th, Dunny's in Fall River is having a block party. So for every ticket sold for that event, $2 is coming back to the to the foundation. We have July 31st, Absolute Martial Arts has a break-a-thon. So these are all kids that are being trained in Taekwondo, and they do break a board.
Wow.
So it's $10 to sponsor a child to break the board. So the coach there is going to be doing some in Haven's name, and one of our board members' daughters goes there, so we're sponsoring her as well. So very thankful, grateful. It means so much to have people reach out to us, you know, to do these fundraisers for us.
Absolutely. I've always wondered what it feels like to break that board.
I know. I can't wait to say. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, I've broken stage glass before, and that felt kind of invigorating. But it was meant to break, you know.
And September 9th will be our third annual skydiving event, Wings for Haven. So that's another spectacular day. So we have you get yourself sponsored to jump out of that. We have our sponsorships ready for that. Deadline for that's August 26th. And then what Skydive Newport does is they give us $50 back for every jumper. So, we have fun things that we like to do to help these kids.
Yes. Well, I didn't get to bring it with me today, but I unfortunately have no golfers in my network that are available on the 17th. But Silva Farrey Funeral Homes is going to make a donation.
Okay, great.
And I didn't know if you would rather have us donate to the foundation directly or if it would better suit you. Are you looking for raffle prizes? Just in case someone else out there is listening and might have something they want to donate for a raffle.
Raffle prizes. I know a lot of people, you know, any little bit helps, you know, to put on that raffle table to help raise money. People love raffle prizes. Yep, so we're still accepting raffle prizes. sponsorships, a donation, you know, whatever you feel.
And maybe I can get good at golfing again, since I haven't golfed since I started making children. So now, if I'm better by next year, I'll
be
playing.
On that course.
I just got to make sure I don't lose every ball and, you know, hurt anybody, and then I'll sign up. But if anyone's listening wants to attend the tournament, or find out more information, you can either go directly to havenshealinghands.com. You can also visit my blog, www.thesilva.org, where not only you can read a summary of this show and all the past shows, but you can contact me through the site directly if you have any questions. I can pass them on to Lori and to the foundation. And we'd love to hear from you if you're interested in donating a basket or a gift certificate to a restaurant, massage, you know, anything that anybody would like to help in any way. We are all here to hear from you. And before we go, I want to give, again, a big shout-out to Dr. Pettirudi, just for being his awesome self. I mean, meeting
him,
there's not many doctors I've conversated with that feel so present and make you as the patient feel like a person. And that, to me, is what it's all about. I think doctor-to-patient communication and the whole momentum between them is kind of the center of everything. And I really had a wonderful experience in every way you could imagine.
It makes me so happy, like, since last time I saw you, that you've gone.
Yes. And, you've seen the difference.
Yeah.
Because I was struggling really bad last year. And I'm already noticing a little more pep in my step, mm-hmm. a little more energy with my kids. And, again, I want to thank Thomas and Liz Harrington for being here.
We want to thank you for having us, and also Lori, just it's amazing that what you've done for us. I just, again, you know, to put your grief into helping someone else, and we're just happy to be part of this bigger movement too and getting the word out. So.
Yes, and we're all proud of you, Thomas.
I'm completely proud of this family because. Like I said, we do donate to other, you know, to families and try to help. And it takes courage to do this mm-hmm. because you don't have a lot of support. And that's, you know, that's my place in this world right now, to be that support and to get that word out. So I'm just really proud of the families that are taking initiative to stand up for their health.
Yes. And I, as well as the whole community, is excited to see you soar on that outdoor stage with Les Mis. What an amazing show. Can I ask what your part is?
Well, the thing about showbiz kids is there's mostly
he has several
college.
Parts.
Yes. That's the best.
Several
when you
parts.
Have several parts.
It's going to be doing
lots
a lot of
competition. There's a lot of seniors and freshmen.
A lot of talent.
Yeah. So there will be multiple times during the show that we will be graced by your presence.
Yes.
And I'll also add the show's information to my blog as well if anybody would like to go.
July 29th?
The 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's outdoors at the Old White Church, right?
In Swansea,
here
correct.
In Swansea. The big Old White Church on the corner, kind of near Cumbie's, near the Swansea
Mall.
And
can you get tickets there that night, do you guys know? Or
it's better to get tickets ahead of time.
Yeah,
they are
selling
fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a great experience. There's not many shows you can see outside in the summer, and the kids are amazing. I saw
it's
Godspell last year, and it just blew me away.
Yeah.
You were in Godspell last year?
Mm-hmm.
See, I've seen you before. I was in the adult Godspell at the Old White Church a couple years ago. I had the part of the girl that's, like, funny but can't really sing, so it's, like, perfect, perfect for me. But thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We all wish you the best, Thomas, and your spirit is amazing. Keep your humor, keep your positivity, keep your sarcasm, and just soar. And everyone listening, thank you, as always, for listening to The Silva Lining. I will talk to you next week, or I won't. I still have 3 minutes left. It felt like it was over. So why don't I tell people what I have coming up? Next week, I actually have no guests. So next week is the perfect opportunity to any one of you listening out there that has a question you'd like to ask a funeral director. And no filter. You know, I love any question. So any question you feel uncomfortable with, hey, that's even better for me. There's not many questions that will shock me, and I almost dare you to call me with a question that's really unusual, because I've heard so much, and I think that there's so much about the funeral industry and about thinking of your own death, other people dying, ways to support people in their grief, different types of grief, especially funeral traditions and options. There's so much history and so many reasons why we do things the way that we do around death. And the more that we talk about all these strange things and all these myths and all these misconceptions, we're going to break down the stigma and the barrier that surrounds how we deal with death. We as a country are not the healthiest people in dealing with not just death, but mental illness in general. And these things are very related. And just like there is a movement coming with alternative remedies and being more in focus with our mental state and our physical state and natural things to help our own body, the same revolution is happening, I think, for mental illness, for grief support, and for psychology in general. We're starting to be more open.
I'm a huge supporter with, you know, the whole, there's a big drug problem, there's a big mental health problem, and I can't say enough, I go back to alternative care.
Yeah.
Massage therapy increases serotonin and dopamine.
Totally.
Like yoga, like, I believe what I'm doing here for cancer is something that needs to be done, like, you know, worldwide for many of the world's problems.
And the only thing I think standing in a way is the stigma. The stigma needs to come down. Like, it's okay if you have diabetes. Nobody's going to question you getting treatment or whatever you need to do. But if you suffer from a mental illness, you have to defend yourself in why you are doing the things you need to do to get your mind where it needs to be. And that stigma needs to come down with natural alternative remedies for cancers. All these walls need to come down. Everybody grieves a different way. Those walls need to come down as well, so we can support each other better and continue to live life and meet each other like you guys have and let things flourish. So again, now I'm really out of time. Thank you, as always, for listening to The Silver Lining, and thank you, Lori and Liz and Thomas, for being here today. We hope to stay in touch with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.